Welcome to Humble Bold, a podcast about balancing humility and boldness. How a love for Jesus, His Word, and His Church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Shera, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble, bold ways. So here it is, Thanksgiving devotionals, doing Thanksgiving devotionals, the moment of fear, the thought of maybe sharing in front of a group that's gathered to eat turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and candied yams and all sorts of good delicacies like cranberry sauce and what have you, and even pumpkin pie. Yes, in America, we do all of these things and more. Watch football, this, that, and the other. But what about doing Thanksgiving devotionals? It is possible, and I believe that many families do this. They watch the football, they eat the meals, they have the people over, and they never, Christian families, never open a Bible, never read the Word. We'll maybe pray, and most likely pray at the beginning of the meal and give thanks, but that's it. But maybe sometimes they'll go around the table and ask if someone would want to share what they're thankful for, and things like that. But what I want to encourage you to do is do a Thanksgiving devotional with your family, with your gathered people, whoever you're with. And here I have two ways to do it, okay? Two ways, two steps, and here it is. It's so simple. Ready? Okay, number one. Remember, this is humble bold. Humbly ask the group if they'd like to. Hey, everybody, let me give you an example. Okay, maybe this is before the meal, maybe this is after the meal. I'm going to say after the meal. Okay, when I was a little kid, we would eat Thanksgiving dinner, and I would eat so much that I have to open up one belt, you know, loop, one loop on the belt. And let's just say everyone's kind of stuffed themselves, and hopefully you haven't, you know, done gluttony. The sin of gluttony, but let's just say you've eaten a lot of Thanksgiving meal and then it's your moment. Okay. And I'm talking about a head of household. I'm talking about someone who this is your house or maybe you talk to someone ahead of time if you're at someone else's house and plan it out. But I'm saying if you're at your house, okay, not that you're off the hook if you're at someone else's house, but it is their house and it's their domain. You need to respect that. So you're at your house, you're on your turf. You humbly ask the group if they'd like to. Hello, everyone. We're so glad that we're all gathered together. And this is Thanksgiving Day. This is not Turkey Day. This is not Football Day. This is Thanksgiving Day. It's a day of giving thanks to God for His goodness to us. And while some of you may not acknowledge God, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to ask you, would you be all right if I opened up the scriptures and read some things to us? Now, at that moment in time, I don't think there'll be very many people, you know, standing up loudly objecting, okay? But humbly ask the group if they'd like to. I'd like to share something with all of you. Everybody okay with that? You get their attention, you get their permission, and then boldly read the Word and pray. Okay? Boldly read the Word and pray. Pick something from the Scriptures. Maybe it's Psalm 100. Maybe it's one of the Psalms. Maybe it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. Whatever it is, maybe it's Romans 8. Whatever it is, just do that. Now, you might ask, do I have to humbly ask the group? Can I just boldly read the Word and pray? Sure, go ahead. Whatever you want to do. Okay? I give you permission. No, seriously, do whatever fits, you know, your group. You could just stand up and say, thank you everyone for coming. I'm so glad you're here. I love all of you so much. I'd like to read something from the scriptures right now because this is Thanksgiving Day. You know, sure, do that if you want. But I always think it's good to humbly ask the group and they're not going to say no, okay? If they say no, you have other issues, okay? But boldly read the Word and pray. Read the Word of God. Let it stand, the bare Word of God. You don't need to embellish too much. Maybe make a couple comments. Maybe even say, this here says that we should be giving thanks in all circumstances. What's something that you thank the Lord for? Maybe get some people to say something. And now, have you ever had a horrible circumstance that you can look back on and now thank the Lord for? And maybe see what people say. And then pray. Just pray. Maybe you pray on behalf of the whole group. Maybe you know your audience. You know who's with you. Maybe ask a couple people to pray. But just boldly read the Word of God and pray. Now, all of this may take 5 minutes, might take 10 minutes, might take 15 minutes. And you might meet for 6 hours or 3 hours. And I'm going to tell you this, that this could be a life changer for someone in your group. I'm not saying that this is the moment where you need to corner everyone that's not a believer and say, you must turn or burn. You must believe in the Lord Jesus or you're going to hell. Now, you can do that if you'd like, but I think you want them to come back to your house. So if you're going to preach the gospel, which I think you should, do it in a winsome way, okay? Don't do it in a forceful way. Do it in a winsome way, even if you give them an urgency to it. Like, my prayer is that all of you would believe what the gospel that I believe, you know, and Jesus died for our sins in our place, and we are so thankful. We thank the Lord for his goodness and all of that. Even show that from the Old Testament times, they were thanking the Lord that has promised to send a Messiah, a deliverer, the Savior, the sovereign Savior. Anyway, here it is, doing Thanksgiving devotionals. Humbly ask the group if they'd like to, and then boldly read the word and pray. And just see what God will do. See how God will bless the group. All right, that's it. Thanks for joining me today for Humble Bold. I hope this will help you be a more humble, bold follower of Jesus Christ.